fucking going stone cold with the middle fingers.
Oh, is
somebody throw
happening?
That man a beer.
I don't have any empty cans. I put them away.
That will be the theme song of the show by the time the show is not a show. I promise. I will not end this damn show until Eric sings Kiss from a Rose at least once. Welcome,
PayPal account,
to Party Central, part of the Mike vs. the World podcast network, found at MikeVsTheWorld.com. My name is Mike, and this is the first time you're listening to the show. You passed the first test, you didn't go blind. So for the show today, I would like everyone to respond with a Simpsons quote they still use every single day. I have you all think on your feet.
Yes!
That was perfect! Barney, right there!
Nice job, Vincey.
First of all, I have I have Chad over in Japan.
What up, boys?
That was not a Simpsons quote.
I'm sorry.
Eat my shorts. I don't fucking say.
Wow. All right. Eric.
Best episode ever.
There you go. And returning again, Ryan.
Garage. What do you call it? Car hole.
A carport.
With your la-di-da, with your little French words. Garage. And Lindsay, joining us from our last episode of Mike vs. the World.
I am so smart. SMRT.
You know, we went to the zoo the other day. And
are you
I realized
the TV?
Yes.
That's gift.
I know a good Sorny when I see it.
What?
Name brand Sorny magnet box. So anyway, I went to the zoo the other day. The Philadelphia Zoo.
I forgot it. That shit's new to me now.
Dude, just go back and watch the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons. You'll laugh your ass off.
I know.
Skip season one. So then we went to the zoo recently, and I just realized another quote I use all the time. Whenever I pull into like a large public parking spot of any kind that has like numbers or letters on it, I go, "We're in the itchy lot."
You should have said like must be Burt Reynolds or something.
It's not The Simpsons.
I know, but it's really good.
What do you quote more, Chad? Simpsons or Happy Gilmore? Not Happy Gilmore. That was Happy Gilmore, right?
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. I get them confused sometimes with their quotes.
Yeah,
and the
you
whatnot.
Should have actually said, what do I quote more, Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore? Because I literally woke up and texted you.
Right. The first words out of your mouth this morning were, don't put it out with your boots, Dad. Yeah.
Like, I hadn't even taken a shower yet. I felt like absolute ball sweat.
Don't tell me, you vicious devil woman.
I always thought he said, don't tell me my business, devil woman.
It probably is what it says.
I think it's business, yeah.
He put the shit out with his boots. He ruined perfectly good boots. That was another dream I had. That's why I woke up and did that. Like, I had a dream that somebody from like the 1940s put out some shit with their boots. And they're like, man, these boots are so useless now. And I woke up and I'm like, what the fuck happened to my brain?
That was probably a big deal back then.
Yeah, man.
Boots were serious
get new
business.
Boots? Gotta go to a cobbler?
I've seen Back to the Future 3.
I've lent people sandals and not got them back.
What? Who's it's borrowing your sandals?
People that come over to Japan that are 6'4".
Okay.
Dude came over and he's like, yeah, man, my shoes are just messing up my feet. Do you have any sandals? Or he goes, you know any place that sells sandals? And I'm like, you hit the fucking jackpot. I actually have a pair of sandals, and yes, they will fit massive ass feet, but you're not going to find them anywhere else. And I was like, just have them. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I don't even care. That was the weirdest thing you could have asked for. Yeah, it's a guy. It's a pro fighting game player, whatever.
So you could start your own cobbler shop there in Japan.
I could be like, you got big ass feet, come on over. And everybody's like, not Japanese, comes over like, man.
That could be the name of the shop, Big Ass Feet.
Yeah, it would completely work, too, because no one's going to be like, that's offensive.
It's like if Eric ever opened a Vietnamese noodle shop, it would be called What the Pho.
What the Pho.
No, it wouldn't be What the Pho. Because that would be predictable. Predictable, also a fighting thing, by the way. God, it'd be so good if you did that.
So thank you guys for joining us for this very special, albeit probably a short episode. If you want to find us on Twitter, which we do not check ever, it's @_PartyCentral.
Yeah, is Ryan here?
Ryan's here. She said a quote.
I said car hole.
Car hole.
I thought I said carport.
This is quote.
I ain't seen a lot of that shit. All right, so it's all coming up. Things are coming up in Milhouse. That's the one I got all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a classic. I also do up and at them.
The goggles, they do nothing. So a lot of us haven't talked in a long time. Although we just did an episode of a different podcast, so that's a moot point for this show. But yeah, it's like, no big in terms deal. Of like real life things, we haven't like talked in a long time.
We did the Jaws cast. What's your favorite Jaws movie?
Jaws 13.
More is Jaws.
Is that like an actual thing that people do?
Fuck no. I hope not.
How many Jaws movies are there even?
There's at least three.
Yeah, and that's
yeah. There's three.
I think the Sharknado movies are slight spinoffs.
I would rather watch Sharknado any day.
The original Jaws is really good.
Sharknado, so that was awesome.
I got that one in surround sound. What just happened?
I think we're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Sharks in the salsa. Our shark.
Shark.
So can I harp on something that I'm sure has been addressed already?
What? Sure.
Yeah. So I showed up impromptu.
Is there a
fucking just like
frog
a
in there?
Are you outside?
Ryan, go on.
Yes, I am, but there aren't any frogs. I think
What's
that was Eric.
remember when Catherine thought that the frog was like an alligator?
Yeah. What?
When we took Catherine in, her and Derek were moving down to Florida, we took her in for a month.
Took them in like they're a fucking rest dog.
And she was scared to leave the house in the morning because she was hearing the wildlife in Florida and she thought they were alligators. They were frogs.
Oh.
They were frogs? I don't know. What's the difference? They're fucking terrifying.
Right. Sorry, Ryan, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so obviously I showed up like out of nowhere, but were other people supposed to join the other show?
I'm going to leave the 10-minute rant about how Derek's a terrible friend off of the show.
Well, no, but no, just like it's a yes or no question. Like, was he supposed to be
no.
here?
He okay. said he. To be fair, he said he wasn't going to make it
no.
from the beginning.
Okay, because
what led into our conversation?
Okay, because it was going to be interesting because he and Catherine wanted to have dinner with me tonight, but I went up to Port Charlotte to eat. So, so I thought
finally
that was
someone blew them off.
Well, he blew me off this afternoon, though.
He did?
He blew me off this afternoon, and he's already blown me off for tomorrow, so.
Can you
oh my God.
Stop John Benneting all of us?
Now there's a reference.
No, that's truth.
It's an applicable one at that. Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah. I haven't thought about that guy in a while.
Yeah, that's the thing. I haven't thought about Derek in a while, because the motherfucker's under the radar. What are you doing, Derek? Nothing you need to know about. Except for my Facebook post.
Did you just give him a Canadian accent?
Canadian lisping accent. Yeah.
Found my new cinema.
Well, he does kind of talk like that now that you mention it.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
You're like, I wouldn't know. I haven't talked to the guy, but...
No, I really wouldn't know. Oh my God, Eric, that's your Skype picture?
What?
Wait, I can't see.
Yeah, did anybody realize he switched the video off and turned it on to an amazing picture?
I can't see video. I'm on my phone.
I didn't realize I turned the video off.
I didn't realize I turned my video off either.
Come on. That's weird. Didn't screenshot it.
I disagree. Eric, I think you're slowly turning into like a 40-year-old woman in your pictures.
It's not.
You took a picture with me when we were out going to the Nationals game where you looked like an old grandma.
You kind of did.
I can't wait till like he realizes that he's born to be a stand-up comedian. Cuz this shit is gold. Gold, Jerry.
Should we break the show a little bit here and just look at Derek's last three Facebook posts and see what they are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
This is a good topic.
I watched the news again and it wasn't even that good, but I still respect it for what it was for its time.
Okay, so first post here. House Benghazi panel finds no new evidence of wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton.
Oh God, no, don't start Eric on this, please.
I'm not.
No, we are just observing.
Okay.
Yep. It's observing, yeah. Second post is a post about Game of Thrones. Can't watch it till tomorrow, but yes, Facebook, I am quite excited.
All right, well, the world needs to know.
And his third one is a picture of Two-Face, played by, I can't think of his name now.
Aaron Eckhart.
It says, just peeked outside to see if it was hot.
God damn it. Dude, he is so close to getting blocked.
Blocked or unfollowed?
If I unfollow, that means he knows?
No.
No, no.
Eric had no idea I wasn't following him.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Eric, you are incredibly close. I mean, you were at a point.
I think I may start following you again once the election's over. I haven't decided completely yet.
No, he's completely safe to follow. I'm fine with it now.
No, I'm the reason I stopped following is because I'm getting sucked into his stupid comments. Like me, I'm commenting on political crap on Facebook. It's dumb.
Why?
I don't know. That's why I'm stepping away from it.
Well, you and Lindsay got sucked into a political conversation the other day.
Oh, God. Why did I do that?
Yeah, that's...
Michigan's water?
No,
it's
on gun control.
No, some gun nut.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you.
It was actually, ironically enough, it was the person we referred to as Ryan's Eric.
Yeah, because I texted Mike. Well, first I texted Ryan and I said, who the hell is this person? And she didn't answer because it was like kind of late. And then I texted Mike and said, who the hell is this person? And Mike was like, Ryan's Eric.
Hey, what's Ryan's Eric?
Which I'm kind of offended by, because that makes me feel like
you're not offended by
like, Eric, you are the king of you shouldn't be taking offense to anything you hear.
The only thing you're offended by is Ohio anything winning.
his Skype picture right now is how I picture he actually is looking. Chad's comments in our comments.
I can't see it.
Oh, it's too bad.
You are missing out on like.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. God damn, that's amazing.
Is it the picture from last week?
I was just about to take a screen cap of it.
It's the picture of the time that he was a lesbian and everybody knew it without asking.
Remember when he was the antagonist on Big Love?
Oh, yeah. Okay, when he was, what's his name, sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a Daredevil guy?
No.
I'm still on season 2, I don't know.
I haven't watched season 2 yet, so.
I haven't watched season 2 either.
I'm like halfway through season 2 of Daredevil.
Season 2 sucks so far.
Has it really? I heard it was good.
I heard it took a while to get into.
Yeah, the Punisher was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I don't know what happens after that because, I don't know. Yeah, all right, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about
it. Oh, so, but to answer your question, she's my Eric because she's my super duper right wing friend who sometimes says bigoty things but doesn't realize it.
Oh, Eric, wait a second. No. See, hey. He's not. That's not Eric because Eric fucking realizes it. He knows what he's doing.
I don't say bigoty. I say things that people take offense to when they shouldn't.
I don't say bigoty things.
No bigoty. No.
Lie to your best friends. That's cool.
I'm not. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they're not going to figure it out. They're not going to see through it all.
But see, the difference is, and Mike and I talked about it, like, Eric will say things, we think, just to kind of, like, intentionally be somewhat trolling.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
But, like,
I will say I did do that more than I do these days.
But she, like, legitimately, like, believes
things deeply. She doesn't know any better. She's not antagonizing anybody. She straight up believes her bullcrap.
Yeah,
like,
that's
an IQ issue?
I was going to say, I've seen this much stupid stuff on the left, so don't think it's...
I'm not saying
one-way street.
I'm not saying it's because of her political beliefs. I'm saying I interacted with her.
And she was like, yeah, you don't even have to heat up SpaghettiOs. I'm like, all right, you have an IQ issue. Yeah, just straight from the can. Fucking Franks and all.
Speaking of, I have a coworker who gets super excited when his wife goes out of town because he gets to eat beefaroni.
Dude, beefaroni is awesome.
I was going to say, you're talking to Chad. Come on.
And he's not allowed to when she's in town? Because...
Correct.
Because he gets real meals.
Well, okay, that part I can buy. But like, I thought it might have been like she doesn't allow him to eat processed, non-organic whatever.
See, that's the kind of bitch you don't marry.
Well, so let me put. So this is my coworker Ken, and he's like the biggest like. Street he does LARPing. Fight. No, he does like LARPing.
Oh shit, that's way better.
And, like, so he's like 53 years old, and his wife is my age, 32, and he met her playing World of Warcraft. So
of course he awesome. Does. This dude is a dork. I like this.
He's a total dork. And it gets even better. So, you know, he's an attorney, obviously. So he's in, like, an argumentative dork.
Good. Defend your shit opinion.
So, yeah, so he gets super excited when his wife's out of town because he gets to eat beefaroni.
So, like, why wouldn't she let him otherwise?
Probably because she doesn't want him to die.
Beefaroni is not known for mass killings. I don't...
Well, because he's got other unhealthy habits. I mean, he smokes. He takes.
Okay, yeah, that's the main thing that he should really worry about.
So
worry
he
about
takes smoke breaks at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m.
Oh, does that mean everybody else gets to take, like, a fart break?
I wish.
But... Yeah.
Because if somebody I worked with got a fucking smoke break, I would get a breathing break.
Well, I used to go secondhand smoke breaks on purpose because of that. Also has that, like, snooze, like, tobacco stuff.
Ew.
Nope.
Yeah, he does that too.
He do that, like, in the building?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chew tobacco?
Yeah, but it's, like, in a pouch, so he doesn't have to spit.
It's like that powdery, like, really, really thin stuff, right?
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's, like, in a pouch, and you just, like, you put it in your cheek, and I guess, like, it just, like, hangs out there and gives you nicotine.
It just absorbs into it, like the Terminator T-1000.
Yeah.
Because I've work around military guys, right? So I've seen Marines, like, giving briefs in front of a room of people, sitting there spitting into a can because, you know, into a empty water.
He does have a cup that he has to spit into.
Well, no,
my God, how is that guy still the job? Fire that fucker on the spot. That's ridiculous. It's like, yeah, I'm just trying as hard as I can.
Does someone chewing? How does someone chewing affect your life?
The Lord won't take me. You know? What are you gonna do?
Have you ever, this is a serious question. Eric, have you ever smelled, like, a fermented spit cup before?
Oh, God.
Disgusting.
I work around Marines and former Marines, yes.
I've yeah, but are they,
yeah,
but
we,
like,
we
but...
get it. You've said that. People still don't give a shit.
They're spitting into Eric.
Yeah, around the office, you just spit in your face, you know.
Remember when we were playing Don't Make Me Laugh in Eric's basement? And I don't remember, was that show, I can't remember the name of the show that was on Comedy Central there for a while, but it was something like the point of the game was to not laugh at the comedians, and if you didn't laugh, you got a prize. And we were playing that, like, with each other, and then somebody had been spitting into this glass, like, all night long. And I don't know why, and so finally I was, like, up there for, like, my turn, and I couldn't get anybody to laugh. So there, right at the end of the turn, I grabbed the glass and just dumped it onto Eric's head.
God, I was not there.
I don't even remember that. I'll be
honest. Probably blocked it out. It was probably one of the worst things I've ever done to you.
I don't know, Mike. For as much as try to be nice, you've done some pretty shitty stuff to me throughout the years.
You shit in his house and flooded his house.
Really, Eric, I had to clean up your shit water for an hour once after you left. I am exempt from anything I've ever done to you.
He can pour spit on you. He can pour the other spit on you. Don't matter.
You've gone periods of time where you just didn't, like, talk to people, Mike, where you pulled a Derek and just stopped talking to people.
Well, yeah.
But you can
attribute that to one person in my past.
I'm not gonna dump a cup of spit on him for that.
I might.
It was to win the game, Lindsay.
There
was pride on the line.
God.
By the way, that caused people to laugh.
Yeah, I guess it would have.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when Mike disappeared for, like...
That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, I thought when he was, like, you know, trying to get it in.
He would disappear upstairs for, like, 3 hours at a time while we're at his house.
But, hey, when you still got your V-card, that's, you gotta do what you gotta do.
By the way, if you were at my house, where the hell would have you been? You would have been at your own houses by yourselves, not hanging out. I was a facilitator for hanging out. Doesn't mean I had to be there every single time.
Sure, that's exactly
cool
what it
excuse, Mike.
When you hear the host.
Cool excuse.
Actually, most of the time, Mike, you weren't there.
No, seriously, though. Do I have a point?
No.
If you guys were not hanging out as a group over my house, where would you have been?
Probably been hanging out at my house.
So what you're saying, Mike, is this whole thing's your fault. Yes.
Everyone has a house, Mike. None of us were homeless.
I'm not saying you didn't have a house to go to. I'm saying that you wouldn't have had friends to hang out with if you didn't all cut Mike. Look where when we try to hang out now when we go to Flint. We still try to hang out at my house, and it always ends up, like, awful.
Yeah, we need to stop that.
That's for other reasons. But...
Yeah, it's done. That will never happen again.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Now we just go hang out at the Horwoods.
But the Horwoods are so far away, though.
Or at the donut shop.
Why do we need to go hang out in Flint?
Well, that's because where my family was.
Yeah, but see, hanging out with the Horwoods makes perfect sense because they're good people with a nice house, cool-ass kid.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a bigger house as of today. So.
And for the most part, Sarah tolerates us.
Yeah, and I would punch the shit out of that dog's face. For those of you who don't know, that means I love the hell out of that dog. You ever just like love something so much it makes you just want to pound the fuck out of it? Yeah.
Really know how to take that, Chad.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm a teacher. Like...
This is not getting any better.
I know.
No, it's not getting any better.
I'm just
but,
waiting.
Like, you see something that's so cute, you're just like, God, I just want to fucking punch you in the next week. It didn't happen?
Is that like when you see, like, a cute kid and you just want to give them, like, a noogie on the top of the head?
Yeah. Like, one of those, like Uncle Bobby's World, Uncle Fred? What the fuck was his name?
Sure.
Stu? Uncle Ted, that's what it was. He goes, hey, Bobby, you know, he gives him that noogie because, you know, Bobby's cute and shit, but he, like, noogies him too hard, gives him a vault spot.
Okay.
Yeah. That didn't happen?
I can't say I didn't watch Bobby's World.
I'll take your word for it. But the sentiment is the same.
Yeah, I mean, you see a cute kid and you're like, fuck, dude, that kid's awesome. I want to hang out with that kid and then punch him in the next week.
Is your wife okay?
I mean, like...
I mean, is this like, the philosophy that you take home to her?
Yeah, dude, we talk about it all the time.
No, we mean, should we be worried that Sachi is, like, being punched in the face repeatedly?
Oh, no. She's like, that's beauty. Like, she's a beautiful woman. I don't want to punch her.
Okay.
Cute kids or, like, a dog that's like, really cute.
You want to like, punch cute kids?
You want to, like, punch it.
Soundbite.
You don't do it.
Figuratively. Right.
Yeah,
I
but
got
it's just
that.
Like,
it's a mind punch.
Kind of.
As long as you keep it in your head here, it's not illegal.
That's true.
Although Chad's just dumping it all out for everyone to hear right now.
Right.
I'm the audience for this show.
That's true.
I'm going to listen to myself say something and be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Why did I tell you that?
I'm actually going through the outline I made for this show when we were going to do it like 3 weeks ago, and none of this shit is relevant anymore.
Aww.
Feel
it's
the burn.
Because we've already been talking for half an hour, so.
Yeah, we can talk about anything. It's fun. I mean, we can be like, so how about Flint's water? Did they ever fix that?
That was so like 2 months ago. Come on.
No, it wasn't 2 months ago. My dad called me and told me, yeah, it's still there.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
It's still there, but no one cares about it anymore.
Yeah, no one
cares. Except for the people who have to drink it.
I agree. My point is, Chad, it's like the
no one cares. Like, I can't talk about it anymore because Eric doesn't give a fuck.
No. Have you met Eric? I understand what he's saying. He's saying that it's like the media's moved on.
I don't give a fuck about what the media says. The media moves on because, like, oh, shit. Like, moves on. Fucking internet's weird, man.
What's that? Is that a plane?
It's a plane.
Yeah, and that was also my point. It was in there somewhere. Like, the internet, like, oh, man, look at all these starving kids. Like, the next week, like, oh, plane went down. And there's, like, here's a cool cat video. Like, Catherine fucking shares a shit on that.
Believe me. I live this. This is my life. This is my job. I cannot stand media mentality.
Yeah, I can't stand either, and that's why I don't check the news. If something huge happens, someone's going to tell me.
Like the thing that happened in Turkey?
Nope. Doesn't have any effect on me. It does not matter what it is. Go ahead. Tell me.
Three suicide bombers blew up at the airport.
Yep, does that matter to me? Nope.
Eric, what are you doing? Other than making a lot of noise with your cord.
Sorry.
I think we should play Guess What Eric's Eating.
Yeah.
I'm not eating anything right now.
I'll tell you what, it is so hot in here, I'm about to take my shirt off. I might have to kill the video.
take your shirt off, keep the video.
Woo! Do it.
Yeah, Mike.
See?
Get the boom, boom, boom going. Done. I don't make threats I don't follow through with.
And Lindsay and I without the video.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to say that's part of the reason why I went ahead and did it.
So us boys get the old enjoyment.
That's right.
Hey, from this point down, I actually look like I could be skinny.
Hey, Bond boys, get the room.
Another Simpsons quote.
I like see it. Yeah. They're all there, but I don't know that I do it. Like I keep forgetting.
I have a good topic. We were just kind of it's kind of like what we were just talking about here.
Okay.
What role do you play in your friend group?
The abused.
Eric's the victim.
Nail on the head.
No, seriously, Eric is definitely our punching bag.
That's so much better than if he would have said like you're abused and you fucking ask for it a lot. Then there's times when you just don't. We're like, you know what? I'm going to throw some spit on you. I did not know about that shit until today.
I seriously don't remember it.
You really don't remember that?
I really don't remember it.
Maybe you didn't realize what it was.
Ew. No, he knew. He was so angry at me when I did it.
So, I don't think you realize like there's so many events where these guys try to do something terrible.
I can picture it.
Like where I would try to fall asleep or too early, which was like 3 a.m. by the way.
Dude, falling asleep at 3 a.m. with us was like a sin, man.
I know.
Someone to fall asleep gets a dick on their head, at least.
You know what the best part was? I would always be the one that gets the shit for falling asleep early, but then Chad would be asleep in the corner like 2 hours before that.
That's because Chad would go find a place to go do it. He would make it hard for us to get to him. You would fall asleep on the couch.
That's true. Even when I went upstairs in your house, though, I would be scared that you guys would come in and do some shit to me.
Don't pretend you didn't, like, get me with the best one ever.
Oh, I did, yeah. But that was different, though. That was just you and I.
Yeah, and that was awkward, man.
Dude,
that was
remember when the shaving cream trick was big?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, like whenever you're in your teens.
Well, I did the shaving cream chick, the shaving cream chick trick to Chad. Although I didn't have shaving cream because I hadn't gotten to that point in my life. So instead, I don't know whose shaving gel it was, like, you know, like leg shaving gel. I used that instead.
Shit was pink.
It was pink. Well, that's the best part of the story is that.
Yeah, because I couldn't figure it out.
I put it on your hand, but I couldn't get you to, like, touch your hand with your face with your hand because you just would not flinch. So then I just squirted it on your face while you were sleeping.
I actually remember
out of
that.
Context soundbite. And and then I laid back down and pretended I was asleep, and I hear you wake up. You get up. I'm still pretending to sleep. You sat in bed for 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
At least 10.
Went into the bathroom for another 10 minutes. I'm just sitting there like trying not to laugh. You come back in. Sit on the bed for another 10 minutes. Just working up the courage to ask me this question. Finally, you're like, Mike, wake up, man. And I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, man, something came out of my nose. It's pink, and I don't know what it is. The best.
That was terrifying,
that's
man.
That's amazing.
I could not piece any of that together. I'm like, what in my body is this?
With this no. incredibly fake fragrance.
It's a brand?
I wasn't smelling it. I was just saying that I was waking up.
Me How did you not up, smell it? It had like the typical like female like heavily chemical smell.
Typical female.
Heavily chemical.
All your bath products are like heavily scented and very that's, artificial smelling.
That's yeah. not mine.
Well, also, the women's room smells amazing anywhere you go. I never found that out until I went to one by accident.
What?
Men's room just smells like piss on the ground.
Well, yeah. So does the train
station.
That's
all it is.
Well, because guys go up the urinals and they miss, Chad.
Yeah. Also, guys completely don't even attempt to aim. Just like, yeah, that's no, just go ahead and piss wherever it lands.
Well, some people get the pee shivers.
Right.
Oh, some people? I've pissed all over my walls doing that before. It's not uncommon.
That seems like a really long ago story, because it was, but it was like happened. They talked about it in the last episode of this show. Which is hysterical.
What? Sometimes you gotta be, and so, you're just like, the fuck?
So, Chan, what is your role in our friend group?
I guess guy that says anything. Well, is there like a set? Do I have to pick like one out of 10?
No. Just what do you think your role is in our group?
A guy that'll do the weirdest thing you don't expect.
The wild card.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm going to move to Japan, guys. I'm going to go ahead and live there. You're like, nah, that's fucking dumb. Like, nah, I'm really going to do it. Like, why'd you do that? I like Asians.
Like, right. Yeah, pretty much.
Even my mom didn't believe it. She's like, you're not going to move to Japan. I'm like, yeah, I am, Mom. Do you know what the women there look like?
These are real motivations that you had for moving to Japan.
What? It's life, man. I'm not settling on white that gets bad after 25. Sorry, guys.
Thanks.
And girls. You just completely ripped on two of the people in this conversation.
Wait, I don't like white chicks. It's not my thing. What? Some are good, but 99% of the time, I got yellow fever.
Well, no, it is true he does. Because remember when I brought up J-Date and he said, what is that for people like me?
Well, yeah, I assume it's a normal thing. I know. Hold on, I don't assume. I live in a world full of computers and video games. I know this is a normal thing.
Love is love, Chad.
And love See? Is in the air.
Love is where Asians are.
Love is where the Asians
My wife, are. My wife is older than me and looks like 5 years younger than me at least. What are you going to do, beat that?
I don't know. You kind of alluded to that earlier.
I don't know. Yeah. Ryan and I are looking haggard over here, apparently.
That's true.
You guys are on a video. That's a strange coincidence. just messing with you. But, like, black people or black chicks can fucking look young forever. That's crazy
well,
shit, too.
You know. Well, so you'll appreciate this. I have a coworker who says, black don't crack and beige don't age.
Black don't crack and
beige. Well, it's certain, no, black
beige.
Don't crack. It.
Beige don't age. Beige. Asian.
Who wants... All right, there we go.
Is the rest of this thing white's all right?
No, she doesn't finish it because she's Asian. So.
No.
Okay, so she's got an agenda. She's right. Like, black people they take care of their fucking skin. They figure that shit out.
I have such old man knees.
At least, yeah, dude, you got crusty knees?
No, I'm just saying my knees hurt so bad right now from sitting in this position for like... 2.5 hours.
My knees crack every single time I sit down, and it's hilarious because when I this is the fucking weirdest tangent. Eric, thank you for that video, by the way. But this is the fucking weirdest thing. But I sit down play like Simon Says with my kids because I teach the youngins, and we'll be sitting there. And I'll be like, "All right, guys, Simon says hands up. Simon says squat." And every time you have to do like a squat, I have to make like a noise to cover the fact that my knees crack. I'm not making that up. It's disgusting.
Yeah, every single time I stand up these days, I'm just like, ah, knees.
Yeah, dude. Someone should have told us, man, like, cartilage is a fucking bitch.
Carrying 300-plus pounds on your frame is not good for your joints.
No, it's not.
But damn, does it make my arms look sexy. Look at that.
Oh, damn, dude. You been lifting?
Oh, yeah. Donuts.
Shit. Been lifting kids.
I lift kids, too.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Do we not say that anymore? Is that not a thing?
I hear that.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How about you, Lindsay? What's your role in your friend group?
What? So zoned out.
What is
sorry.
What's your role in your friend group?
Legal advice.
God, no, don't pigeonhole me.
This is what we're doing the whole thing about.
Unfortunately, yeah, that pretty much ends
what,
up being
what if
what
I
happens.
Said the what if I said the voice of reason?
you gotta spin that shit.
It's not, yeah, I was gonna say, like, at least spin it nice.
The
like,
level-headed
voice of
one.
Reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it ends up being.
Because we can give Eric tons of titles. They're probably all right.
Smartest one in the group? Yep.
By right, yeah. No, I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about me there.
Biggest dickwad in the group.
Definitely is Chad.
I don't know. Yeah, that one. I would actually give you a run for your money, except for your Facebook.
We can't have free speech because if I disagree with you, I'm going to get mad.
It's not free speech.
He's not. Okay, you do realize that the right to free speech is only applies to the government, right? Only the government. I can censor you as much as I want. I'm a private actor.
Yes, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, you can't because that's the way it is.
I like it.
I mean, with my designated role as legal advisor, apparently.
Voice of reason.
That's how it is legally. It's always First Amendment freedom of speech is to the government and governmental action. I can censor you as much as I want. Chad can censor you as much as he wants.
Well, that's awesome.
I can hang up on you right now.
You can't disagree with me.
I can disagree with you. No. By the way, the government is not the end-all be-all. I can tell you whether I agree with your
disagreement. Whoa, hold on.
What
words just came out of your mouth? The government is not the end-all be-all?
I can tell you whether I disagree with you or agree with you.
Eric, can you say that again?
No, I love everything.
I'm talking constitutionally.
Patriot Act.
The right to freedom of speech is about the government and what action the government can take against you for your speech, which is none. They can't.
Kind of like the right to bear arms. Gotcha.
Oh, fuck.
Well, Mike has bare arms right now.
But a bare arm.
It's a very nice situation to cherry pick the Constitution. That's cool.
I'm not cherry picking anything.
Everybody cherry picks the Constitution, to be honest. Everybody's like, this fits my agenda. Like, just update some shit, man. Like, Hawaii stopped selling guns, didn't they?
They didn't stop selling guns. They can't stop selling guns.
And you all know that, of course, I am the heart and soul of my friend group.
Well, we wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for you.
So I'm talking about...
This phone call is like your house.
He's also the fucking worry wart.
He is the worry wart. He's completely the worry wart. What are you talking about, Mike?
It could be two things.
Yeah. I mean, nobody just holds one title. Sometimes you can get the world championship with Intercontinental.
That's true. You unify that shit.
Did that happen?
The world title and the WWE title are unified right now. Ric Flair's belt and the WWE belt.
Ric Flair?
Okay, the belt you always associate with Ric Flair having. The big gold belt?
Nope.
Really? The Hulk Hogan NWO belt.
All right.
That belt and the WWE title is unified right now.
I thought they were just the same, man.
Well, they are now.
Like, Stone Cold had some skulls on his, and then there was like John Cena put some jorts on his.
That's the WWE title.
You still wear jorts? Like Crash Bandicoot?
Yep. That dude ain't changing. He owns it.
That's so weird, man. I had a kid I taught wore jorts, and I was like, man, that's child abuse.
Yesterday I was going to the movies, and I really wanted to wear shorts. But the only shorts I had that are somewhat appropriate to wear out in public, I sent down to Florida with Ryan. So I'm like, do I go to the movies wearing cotton shorts?
What did you go see?
I went and saw Independence Day and X-Men.
You saw that piece of shit?
I did.
I saw both of them too, Chad.
Hey, oh, Eric, I know you. The world knows you saw it.
Who wants to take bets on who liked Independence Day more?
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
I'm going to say you did, Mike.
No, nobody thinks you liked it more. You fucking serious? Eric lives for Independence. He read the fucking lore.
I read the novel. I read the prequel.
Listen to him admit this.
I read the novel that spanned the 20 years between the movies, yes.
Eric had the first at Independence Day email address.
That is true.
No, I don't have a Jimmy
Eat World. Wait, are you serious?
No, I don't have a Jimmy Eat World email address, Derek.
No, no, no. Let's not pass the buck.
Yeah.
Did you have an Independence Day email?
Chad, I did not.
Right. You know he's going to go make one right now, though, right?
Chad will. Like,
Independence Day was an okay movie. I mean, they did blow up the shittiest looking White House in there. But
that's true.
That was groundbreaking for its time.
Yeah, for its time. You look back and you're like, shit, right. Did they make that stuff out of saltines? That was
But no, for me, the Independence Day, the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes was okay. Once the aliens land on Earth, that movie just went downhill.
Wow, that's saying something, because that's like the whole premise, right?
Right.
You mean the sequel, right?
The sequel, yes, the sequel.
Yeah, I expected it to be hot garbage. I'm glad it was. What'd you think, Eric? S++, would buy again. Great eBay seller.
It was
seller.
Entertaining.
Great eBay seller.
It was. I wasn't bored. I will
Wait,
say
was
that
it,
I wasn't
was it better than Batman and Superman.
I haven't seen that yet. I can't compare.
Oh man,
I haven't
on,
seen that either.
On Blu-ray, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out on digital download or digital Blu-ray, whatever the fuck they call it.
Some stupid shit.
Yeah, definitely not a purchase right there.
Digital, please pirate it.
So you know what I watched through means that will left be unsaid is Finding
Zootopia?
Dory. No, Finding Dory.
Zootopia is good.
Dory doesn't die, by the way.
No, Dory does not die. I heard
that rumor and started freaking out because I thought that Ryan was going to go take the kids to watch it while she was in Florida.
Yeah, that's like awful. Bambi level shit.
And I'm like, I honestly don't know if Dory dies in that movie, if Ryan's going to be able to drive home.
That would be awful.
You don't know if Ryan's going to be able to drive home?
She's a crier.
You don't know if your kids are going to grow up sane.
No, the kids would be fine. They're kind of sociopaths.
Juliet, definitely.
Really? Like, it's cool with them? They're just like, yeah, Dory
they
died.
They brush that kind of stuff off. Ryan would not be able to make it through the rest
wife.
Of her week.
Ryan, come on.
Early on in our relationship.
Oh, God.
Early on. me, her, and Brad went to go see the movie Up.
Oh no!
Yeah, I would lose my shit.
After the first 15 minutes of that movie, I honestly thought Ryan was going to have to leave the theater.
I don't blame her. That's like the most heartbreaking scene.
What was funny was like Brad had gone to the movies with me. He'd been to the movies with me for years, so he'd grown accustomed to my hyperventilating and crying and disgustingness when I watch a movie. But Mike had never seen a movie that with me before.
And the worst part is, we were a couple. But we weren't a public couple yet. Not even Brad didn't even know. So I couldn't comfort her at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what are you supposed to be like? It's okay, champ. Like, you just call me champ.
I just had to sit there and watch my new girlfriend just cry her eyes out of this movie and be like, I can't do anything. I'm in hell right now.
Yeah, especially for Mike. Mike, you're the fucking softy out of all of us, and he would have to that would. No, it's over. Like, I don't know how long that movie was, but it was way longer for you. Because you were sitting there like, what do I do? Do I go home? Do I call an ambulance?
I was a little worried about that.
Where were the warnings?
That movie should have come with a warning.
It definitely should have. Like, I didn't know I was getting into that shit. It's called Up. It's a fucking
So, like, my friend's mom had just died, like, maybe 6 months before that movie came out, and she went to go see Up.
Yeah.
And that was probably, she had to walk out.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, damn, dude, that shit got heavy real quick.
Anyways.
Anywho.
So, Ryan, what is your role in the friend group?
I think I'm the crier of the group.
Oh, we've established that, but there's you gotta have more titles.
The bleeding heart, the empath.
Yeah, I'm probably the empath.
But, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm probably the historian of the group, even though I don't like have a shared history with you guys. I've heard the stories enough, and I have such a weird memory that I remember pee shivers and I remember everything. I'm also the obnoxious one that people unfollow on Facebook, and I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah, I think I got you for like 3 days, and I was like, yeah, I don't need to know about that stuff.
Nope.
Yeah. No, like, Hey, I probably told you immediately too. I was like, nah, I don't need to know about tits, man. I already know enough.
Hi, Mom.
I don't know how to mute the call. So
seriously?
It really is like being at your house.
Mike. What? Is that your mom?
Yeah, Ryan's at my mom's in Florida right now.
Should I say hi or should I apologize for what I just said?
I'm assuming Ryan has headphones on, so I think you're okay.
Ryan, headphones?
I don't have headphones on, but I also don't know how to put it on speaker.
All right, that's great then.
It is Skype.
I didn't say shit.
No.
For those of you who don't know, Mike's mom is also everyone's mom.
That's true.
I don't need her.
We're recording a show.
Which, once again, holds the fact that I am the heart and soul and the glue that keeps our group together.
Yeah, this is like being at your house right now.
The terror is forever. She made us sign a contract when we jumped on your trampoline. That was serious business.
To be fair.
It was smart as hell.
To be fair.
It scared me.
We were effing idiots on that stupid trampoline.
Yeah, we are. It's amazing we're still alive.
I was doing backflips holding ladders on that trampoline.
Jabiano 5. How the fuck did she let you even have that?
I don't think Mom knew about Jabiano 5.
Not until it got stolen.
That's true. Derek. Where is Derek at? That bastard.
Yeah, there it is.
That's his role in the group.
Yes, that is his role.
Absentee vote.
All right, with that, I think we should conclude the episode portion of this call. Thank you for listening. That was an episode.
No one is going to listen to that.
I'm going to listen to it.
I'm going to listen to it.
What? Wait. That was a full episode? What the hell you guys got going on? You guys cooking dinner?
It's almost 11 o'clock here, and I am literally sweating balls right now. I need to go take a shower.
I love that you said literally on that one. That's great.
And I'm not lying.
It is 10:42 our time, though, and I have to get up at 6:15.
Sweating
balls. I will be in my office in 8 hours, so that'll be
gross.
Awesome.
Wasn't Chad just complaining about how people need to suck it up and drink coffee like people?
Yeah.
No, but there's
a difference. In an hour and a half, he has to go to work.
Yeah. Like, the difference here is, like, you guys have sat here for, like, 2 hours through this, 2.5 hours through this call. But Derek's just like, I don't know if I can handle it, man. I got a real tough day. I got shit to do, Derek. Like, I'm going to be straight up honest. Like, he doesn't have a kid anymore, right?
Right.
Right.
That is not, you know, that is for anybody who.
It's not, nothing nefarious or bad happened.
Right. Let's clear this up.
He aborted a 16-year-old or something.
I don't want to slander him.
They took in a family member who was in need of taking in for 5 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They had a rescue
and she,
kid.
4 years, she has, and now she has gone back to her family up in Michigan.
Yeah, so that's completely fine, which means Derek has a fuck ton of time, and he's just sitting there like, I need to get a few more Star Wars toys until I can talk to my friends.
To be,
okay, Chad, listen, those Blu-rays are not going to sort themselves.
Do I sort them alphabetically like anybody else under the fucking sun or by director? That's a literal thing that you put on
Facebook. Yeah, I know.
No, I know. I remember this.
I almost body slammed my computer. Dick wipe thing to say.
Find us on the web at likeversustheworld.com.
It's not even a word, dick wipe.
We have a Facebook group, I think, that nobody ever posts in, but that's fine.
That's another fucking layer.
This show doesn't need listener interaction. where would we even put listener interaction in this show?
I don't know.
Like John Bennett just chimes in. It's like, hey guys, I just wanted to know what you've been up to. Like, all right, well,
totally try to find him on Facebook and have him write to the show.
Yeah, well, John, we've been enjoying ripping on you. So
his wife's on it, but he's not on it.
Really? How has he avoided that for this long?
Dude, did you remember how private he actually was?
Even Russell's on Facebook.
Ruffles? Potato chips?
His wife's on Facebook, though, if you ever want to look her up.
No.
What's her name?
I don't know his wife's name. I think it's Doria or something.
Daria?
Dara. Dara.
Yeah,
Dara.
Something Dara. I've never heard of
he
before
has three
in my
kids,
life.
By the way.
Three kids?
What the fuck?
Yes, three nobody... kids.
Yeah, how what, did he lose one immediately? What happened?
Wait. What?
Wait, what?
He has three. How come he went from three to two kids? What happened?
Holy shit, that's a picture of John Bennett.
Who are we talking?
No. Well, hold on. Why? Who's why don't I have this?
You have to look up his wife on Facebook.
No.
All right, I'm doing it right now. Dara.
Yeah. Oh my god, he has like three toe-headed kids.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there he is. Huh.
He looks like his dad. His dad.
Toe-headed sounds like a cone head.
He's completely his dad.
Oh, he's got three boys. Oh, that little one's cute.
Well, I bet his wife loves that.
Mutual friends, Eric Schoet and Robert Horwood.
It's him in front of a Purdue drum?
Ugh.
Oh, maybe he does only have two kids. Maybe the other one's... What if the other one was Lance's kid?
No, he has three kids.
No, the third one is cute.
Yo, Lance Barrett. Did Lance Bennett get married?
I don't know.
Let's look him up on Facebook.
Facebook is so creepy. Like, let's talk.
This is a part of a podcast. It's going to go out into public internet.
It just literally devolved into us looking up people on Facebook.
Hey, let's look up this guy. Holy shit, he looks like garbage now. Like, no, the absolute best thing about Facebook stalking is when you find people from high school, you're like, man, that dude was cool as fuck. Look him up, and his life is just shit. Like, you married your high school sweetheart. She got fat as fuck, doesn't even love you. And, like, plus, like, yeah, you are all fit and stuff. Like, what do you do now? Oh, I change oil. All right, that's great, man.
Apparently, Kenny Kittle's like a homeless crack addict.
That's very true.
Heroin, I thought, but yeah.
Heroin.
Trust me, I've talked to Mitch about that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's actually really sad.
That is sad. Like, I remember being shocked when he married Roy's sister.
Carly, yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
I'm glad she got away from that, though. She's doing well.
That's good.
She's remarried and has a kid.
We should probably end the show. If you're not one of our friends in real life and are still listening to the show, please check out the other shows.
Sorry.
And the Mike vs. the World podcast network found at MikeVsTheWorld.com, where you can find out other shows like Mike vs. the World, Mike and Ryan After Dark, and not Three Count Radio. That's an old little thing there. That show, The Winchester, is never going to happen because Derek's a bastard. The other thing. We were supposed to record that show on Monday, and he blew me off on Monday.
What's The Winchester?
It's going to be Derek and I's new show.
Oh, great. Why not?
It's never going to happen.
No.
So it's not going to exist.
No.
Yeah, what's up, Derek? Oh, I'm just rearranging all my Minecraft.
I'm thinking about turning it into the more serious show, not so comedy.
I'm not good with that.
Okay, that's fine.
What do you want to seriously discuss?
The thing is, though, if I have a show that I just want to, like, find, like, anybody and just bring them on and talk to them, I can't bring them onto this show because they're not part of the Party Central.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty impossible.
That's true.
Like, hey, do you want 25 years of a genuine friendship? Like, I don't know.
I can't do Mike versus the World because that requires a specialized topic that we talk about. And then Mike and Ryan After Dark is just Ryan and I's show. So,
right. Okay. I see your point.
I just got to branch out. I got to do all the podcasts.
That's your thing, Mike.
And that's why my sigil would be a microphone.
Ryan, you'll appreciate this. I saw a quote or a tweet that says, you know, people always say women are so chatty, but then men have hours of podcasts where they talk to no one.
It's true. Well, they talk to Chad in this case.
What?
I don't do podcasts by myself. I can't do it. I at least have one friend with me.
Yeah, I have one friend. Women come home and they're like, hey, check it out. I got this apple for 10 cents off. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Apple?
What? You eat apples?
Because they go shopping and they cook? Is that it, Chad?
Well, actually, I think it was pretty accurate.
I cook. Like, my wife will tell me about the dumbest shit. Like, I know I talk about dumb shit, but she'll be like, hey, I bought this apple, and I saved 10 yen. Just think 10 cents. Like, I saved 10 cents. Isn't that awesome? I'm like, yeah, it would have been really better if you just didn't tell me. Because I don't give a fuck about 10 cents. I spent $5 on a new candy bar today. I thought it would be a cool... It was $5.
Was
so
it,
I
was it at least like a Ritter Sport or something?
Was it good?
No. I didn't really do that. I mean, at one point I bought a Toblerone and I was like, dude, that shit's awesome.
But yeah.
Like,
have you ever had Ritter Sport? It's Swedish chocolate, and they put like the weirdest stuff in it. And the best one is the one with cornflakes in it.
I don't think that's correct, Mike. Fucking Japan puts cornflakes in their ice cream sundaes.
Ah, so they're ahead of the cornflake game. I see.
No, they're not. That's the most. That is some filler bullshit.
Yet you'll eat green tea ice cream.
Yeah, because it's really good.
Can I say one thing else?
My mom tried that when my parents went to Japan back in '91, and she hated it.
Yeah, you hate it the first time you try it. Second time you're like, it's okay. Third time you're like, where can I get more?
So Mike, it's like Mike, crack. Or Mike, heroin.
It's like heroin.
Yeah, Mike, what were you going to say? Can I say one more
thing? I was going to say, another
thing
that pisses me off about Derek is his like high and mighty attitude about Superman ice cream.
About everything?
Yeah, okay. Superman ice cream is really fucking hard to find out here. I've lived here for 7 years. I've seen it one time.
It's because the man visits more ice cream shops than anybody else on the planet.
I have never seen so many pictures of somebody posting fucking ice cream.
Kind of makes my post look good, huh? Chad's like, no.
I just said no.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you for listening. Come back next time.
They won't.
Share the show. Tell your friends. Share this crap all over your Facebook page.
No, please don't.
Support your local piece of shit presidential candidate.
Your local?
Yeah, I just said it for fun. Eric, I just said it for fun. You don't need to fucking comment. Let's face it. America is absolutely fucked. Congratulations, guys. I blame all of you.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure every politician...
Because Japan's doing better. Who gives a fuck? Everybody looks at America's politics. Nice work.
Can we all just agree that Justin Trudeau should just like be the ruler of the entire world?
Yes.
Yes.
What's he do that's so impressive?
He's handsome
he's
as
fucking
hell.
Fucking hot.
Really? He's handsome, so all the girls think he should be a good leader when he's not really a good
leader. Yeah, it's kind of a joke,
actually.
I don't know,
Canada's pretty happy with him.
Yeah, all 20 people that live there.
God damn it, Eric. I would love you to step outside of America for one day. Go somewhere else and be like, what the fuck?
I have.
Another world?
Jamaica. Very poor.
No,
Jamaica.
You went to Jamaica. That's basically America's holiday.
You didn't go to Jamaica.
You went to one
resort that Americans are allowed into in Jamaica.
One resort.
America's holiday.
You actually went through the towns and they were pretty freaking poor.
Yeah, I know. So you basically
look at all these poor people.
I mean, no, they were like beyond American poor.
Lowest
like Mr.
is
Burns.
Dead family guy.
Are you saying Boo or Boo Earns?
I was saying Boo Earns.
Boom, that's the end of the show right there.